is Bloomberg Surveillance.
The problem we have is we have to address what happens if there is a Brexit, and that is obviously sterling weakness and downside.
And it's not until they start raising rates that you're going to see the Eurodollar curve accepting more of the Fed's rate guidance.
The Fed, I think, has made clear that we should expect a couple of interest rate increases this year, and I don't think it's going to affect the real economy very much at this stage.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Michael McKee and Tom Keene. Bloomberg Surveillance, coast to coast, worldwide. Thrilled you're with us on economics, finance, investment, international relations, a touch of politics, or what will be policy as we move forward with our politics soon. Right now, the Forex Brief. Let's look at foreign exchange with sterling really moving. The Forex Brief brought to you by Interactive Brokers, winner of FX Week's 2015 award for the best retail Forex trading platform. Visit IB at IBKR.com/Forex. 146.06 sterling stronger off Carney comments on Bermain, on Brexit. Hydrocarbon currencies weaker with oil finally getting a bid in the last hour. A little ugly before then. Looney, 131.43. We say good morning to David Rosenberg and thank him for his recent comments moments ago on Bloomberg Surveillance. Look for that on our podcast out on iTunes. We'll do that. Get those out to you in an hour, 2 hours or so. That's been hugely popular. Thank you for listening to our podcast, including with David Rosenberg and Narayana Kachalakota, which is a good thing. The yen, 109.74. Euro weaker, maybe the big country headline, 111.58. Euro sinking. Michael, is there any talk of euro to parity? I would say no.
No.
I don't hear people
talking.
I haven't
seen it in a while.
Weaker euro is not that weak.
No.
I did not know, David Wilson, that Best Buy has 125,000 employees. I never would have guessed that.
Well, now you know.
It's a big company.
It is. The largest
And they US... lead your soiree today.
They do. The largest U.S. consumer electronics retailer. And trouble is that they expect fiscal second quarter earnings to be lower than analysts' average estimate in the Bloomberg survey. Beyond that, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer Sharon McCollum stepped down effective next month. Now, she had come in not long after Chief Executive Hubert Joly, who turned around Best Buy, and the prospect of her leaving in a short
time. Is there a
earnings.
Why? Is there a why she left?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
Stock's down 4.5% in early trading, though. I've seen that. Another retailer that's lower, AutoZone, down 1%. The auto parts chain's profit and revenue for the fiscal third quarter trailed estimates. Some analyst calls of note, Deere's up 1%. The farm equipment maker was raised the equivalent buy from hold of BMO Capital Markets. The firm increased its 12-month price estimate to $96, the highest among 18 analysts in a Bloomberg survey. Western Digital's up 2.5%. The disk drive maker was raised the equivalent of buy from hold of Cowen. Twitter down 0.5% because of a call from a couple of analysts that you just talked to recently, Craig Moffitt and Michael Nathanson. Nathanson actually covers Twitter for Moffitt Nathanson and cut the rating on the stock to sell from neutral because he sees a takeover as less likely. Back on the earnings front, Toll Brothers up 3.5%. The biggest U.S. builder of luxury homes posted fiscal second quarter revenue and profit that beat projections. The number of homes Toll Brothers delivered in the quarter rose 9%, and the average selling price climbed 20%. Then you have DSW down 10%. The discount shoe sellers fiscal first quarter earnings and sales trailed estimates. DSW cut full year forecast and now expects sales to fall at stores open more than a year. There is a retailer stock that's higher, though. Problem is it has nothing to do with their performance. I'm referring to Chico's FAS. It's a women's apparel chain. Shares are up 5%. The activist investor Barrington Capital began a proxy fight for two board seats. Barrington disclosed it owns a 1.4% stake, more than double its holding at the end of March. And a couple more for you. Share sales. Booz Allen, Alan Hamilton down 3%. The consultant selling $367 million of stock on behalf of its largest shareholder, private equity firm Carlyle Group. We're talking about 13 million shares or an 8.8% stake. And C-SPAN down 10.5%. This is a container ship owner. They're selling 5 million shares, and that's equivalent to about a 5% stake. Going to use the money to redeem
couple
the preferred
more.
Stock. That's it.
That's it. David Wilson, thank you so much. I'm Best Buy. Greatly appreciated. Mike, as you know, once a week we need to speak to someone who worked for the Worcester Telegram years ago. It's always one of our mandates. Nathaniel Wexel is with Bloomberg BNA, the Bureau of National Affairs. I've read them for years, like for decades. Nathaniel, you weren't even born and I was reading BNA material. Thrilled to have Nathaniel Wechsel with us on the Affordable Care Act and the idea there could be a replacement. Nathaniel, I've got a trenchant question before Mike piles into this. What's a white paper?
So a white paper is really just a set of ideas that's put out. So it doesn't really mean anything. It's sort of the thing that think tanks would like to put out.
So if I'm at the Palm Restaurant in Washington and I come up with four ideas to make the Washington Capitals win in hockey, I can write a white paper on the Washington Capitals?
You can write a white paper on the Washington Capitals and put it out.
And, and it appears you would have as much luck getting the Capitals the Stanley Cup as the Republicans have of repealing the Affordable Care Act. The legislation you're writing about today, it appears to be a case of trying to have your cake and eat it too. Two Republican lawmakers unveiling a bill intended to be an alternative to the Affordable Care Act, but in a difference in strategy from what the Republicans have been up to for the last couple of years, they don't want to repeal the whole thing, right? They just want to tweak it.
They tweak it somewhat. Mainly what they have planned, at least in this legislation, is almost sort of a parallel version of it. So they're going to repeal the big issue. They're going to repeal the mandates, the issue that you have to have insurance and that your employer has to provide you with insurance. So those are the two things that they want to get rid of. But they seem to want to keep everything that raises money. So that's how they're going to pay for it.
But the mandate is considered the key to the whole thing. If you don't have to buy insurance, then it doesn't matter how you raise the money. It won't be there.
Right. So they call it the free market alternative to the Affordable Care Act. So if you want to have insurance, you can go on to what they call the world's greatest healthcare plan. Or if you don't want to have insurance, you don't have to have insurance. Or if you're previously covered under the Affordable Care Act, you can keep that insurance with all the associated penalties.
Now, what about the people that the act was really intended to cover? The poor people who can't afford or whose companies don't offer health insurance. How do they get insurance under this bill?
So the main part of this bill is a $2,500 tax credit, and that is coming to you if you decide to be a part of this plan. So it's you can do with that money whatever you want. So you get this $2,500, you can put it into a health savings account. You can give it to your employer to essentially buy coverage from your employer. But unlike the Affordable Care Act, where the tax credits are adjustable by income, this is not. So it's just $2,500 flat. And then if you have dependents, I think you can get a $1,500 credit in addition to that. But really, it's just you get this money and you can decide what to do with it.
What is the feasibility of this? I congratulate you, Nathan Wechsel, on clarity within your report on the likelihood of this. Usually, nobody talks about the ability to actually get something done. As they say, the stars have to align for the various shades of Republicans, don't they?
They have to align for Republicans. They have to align even for some Democrats, too, because in the Senate, you're not going to be able to get anything done without some Democratic cooperation. So right now, they have to have at least 60 Republicans or some Democrats in the Senate who want it. They need to keep the House, and they need a Republican president in order to completely repeal this law. That's clearly not going to happen immediately. So this is sort of aimed at just in case there's a Republican president.
Pew has a new survey out a month ago, three, 4 weeks ago, I should say, showing more Americans disapprove than approve of the health care law. Why did that occur?
Why do people disapprove of that? I can't speak to other people's polls, but I think maybe it's just the political realities right now.
What do you suggest this will be for the campaign? I mean, will this be front and center for the campaign, or I mean, does it resonate with voters?
Right now, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the presumptive front runners of either party, haven't really done a whole lot of detail on health care. So it could be there, but, right now both have sort of gotten pretty far without being very specific.
We look forward to having you on again. This has been
thank
very
you.
Good. Nathan Wechsel, thank you so much. He is with Bloomberg BNA, which is basically, Mike, a hugely productive thinker group. They write terrific reports
I read them word for word on tax policy in another life.
Yeah, check
a few
out
years ago.
BNA.com, and you can see.
Yeah, BNA, Bloomberg BNA. Nathan, that was very good. I don't hear any resonance on ACA. Either way, I just don't hear it being discussed. Maybe that will change.
Yeah, it'll be a big issue in the presidential campaign.
Yeah.
Just because.
There it is. Just because. Futures up 11. Dow futures up 94. Again, euro weaker. Really now getting my attention. 111.59. Few days in a row of weakness, and of course that pushes U.S. dollar modestly higher. Euro more weak than the dollar is strong. Gold, $1,241 the ounce.
Let's check in with Michael Barr and get the latest world and national headlines. Mike?
Mike, Tom, thank you very much. Family members of the victims of Egypt Air Flight 804 have begun arriving at a morgue forensics department in Cairo to give DNA samples that will help identify their loved ones. Meanwhile, a senior Egyptian forensics official is telling Associated Press human remains that have been recovered from the crash site have burns on them and are very tiny, suggesting that an explosion may have taken place on board. A state-run Middle East news agency says, though, the report is not true. A senior Afghan Taliban figure says the death of the group's leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, in a U.S. drone strike last week could make the movement stronger and unify its ranks. Mansour was killed Saturday in the strike in southwestern Pakistan. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus around the world. I'm Michael Barr. Mike, Tom.
Michael, futures up 12. Dow futures up 96. The VIX trading before the open. The VIX does better, as you'd expect, a lower statistic. 15.46 in 0.36 points. Michael McKee and Tom Keene, Worldwide Bloomberg Surveillance.
Market Driver is brought to you by SS&C. More experience, superior technology, independence, and expertise. That's how SS&C drives the future of fund administration. SS&C, they are the future of fund administration.